Yeah, Cardinals get a big win on Monday night in Dallas on national TV, 38-10. It was a very strong defensive performance, and one of the guys responsible for it joins us right now. Byron Murphy, Cardinals cornerback, checks in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Byron, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. How's everything going today?
Yeah, sir. Thank you for having me. Everything's going great. You know, got the dub, feeling great.
Yeah, I mean, there's been so much talk about the defense, from the scheme that Vance Joseph put out there to the confidence that the defensive backfield, the secondary, played with. Can you touch on that last part? How, you know, what does this a performance like that do for you guys as a unit?
You know, as a unit, we have a standard. We always hold each other to that standard, which is being great. You know, that's going to help us out a lot, you know, confidence level-wise. So, you know, making sure, you know, like you said, Coach Vance Joseph, making sure we come in there prepared every single week. And I just think our unit, we have a great unit who's looking out for our guys, who's always, you know, helping each other out. And like you said, the energy level is always great with us. So, you know, just as a whole unit, I think we always stick together and we always compete to make sure we reach that standard.
All right, well, how did Buda Baker become a superstar overnight?
Oh, man, hey, Buda's always been like that. Once he hits those, once he gets on the football field, Buda's a dog, you know. And like I said, again, shout out to Buda. He got that his first interception. You know, that's a great feeling with his little cast. So, you know, we're going to keep teasing about that. But, you know, like I said, it was a great great feeling to have as an overall unit, as us coming out with that victory.
Byron Murphy of the Cardinals, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. You got to let us know, Byron. I mean, Buda did get number one. He's been in the league for a while, and I know that that zero in the interception column, people were talking about it. Did you guys rib him before he got it? How much do you guys talk about that?
Oh, man, we always talk. We're always getting on Buda. You know, he's always making practice at play. He's always making plays at practice throughout the whole week. So, you know, we're always getting on. Man, you got to get a turnover on Sunday, get your first interception. And so it finally happened. But, you know, we're going to stay on him so we can get more. But before that first interception, we were on him probably almost every single day, just trying to get in his head about it. But as you see, Sunday got his first one. So I just like to say congratulations to him. We got to get some more going.
I don't know if you remember this. I don't know if you were in college when this happened. The years go by so fast, but there was a time when Drew Stanton was famous for his sideline celebration during a big touchdown in Seattle. You kind of had that on Christian Kirk's touchdown the other night when you just went joyriding down the sideline, my man.
Oh, yes, sir. Definitely. That's my brother. You know, we went to the same high school. We're both from Arizona. So once I see a play like that happen, I got to turn up with him. You know, I wanted to run all the way to the end zone and dance with him. But, you know, I had to stay on the sideline and make sure everything was good.
Byron Murphy, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. For you, Byron, do you think that was your strongest individual performance so far of your NFL career?
Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely think that was one of the, you know, one of my biggest games. I just think, you know, that obviously that type of game, Monday Night Football, you know, I had to come to play. So that was kind of, like you said, like I one of the biggest games for sure. And, you know, I just got to keep that going, keep that mindset, and keep that confidence going.
There was a lot of people that watched that game, and after the two turnovers in the second quarter by the Cowboys, you know, the critics of the Cowboys said, yeah, they kind of packed it in at that point. You guys just got stronger as the game went on. Did you feel that on the field, that their energy level waned, or maybe that they had no confidence after those turnovers?
I definitely felt that. I kind of seen some heads drop. You know, I'm always looking across the sidelines to see, you know, what type of energy they have, what type of energy we have. So once I seen our energy level just stay the same and keep even getting better every single, you know, drive, or if that's even after halftime, after each quarter, our energy just kept being great. So I think that was a big big difference as well. We kind of felt like, you know, we were getting the best of our opponent.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. They've been obviously unbeatable. We all know that. But Russell Wilson's playing at a level we have not yet seen or haven't seen before this season. How are you guys going to defend him? And more to the point, are you guys jacked up? Are you excited for this challenge?
Oh, you know we're excited for the challenge. The challenge is always something that we look forward to. You know, playing against this team undefeated. Like you said, he's playing at a different level, you know, which is great for us. You know, we're going to have opportunities out there. But also just knowing, you know, going in this game, we're going to have to, you know, it's a good matchup, so we're going to come in and have to play. And, you know, I think that's just like kind of our standard coming to each game. Not look at every single team different or have a different type of energy or anything different every single week, but this is the type of game, you know, we got to come ready to play, knowing that they have playmakers, knowing who's back there at quarterback. So that's just going to, you know, give a bigger chip on our shoulder, get ready for this Sunday's game.
Now, you got a chance to go against Russell Wilson a couple times last year as a rookie. In your estimation, Byron, what makes him so much different from other NFL quarterbacks in terms of having to defend him?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a difference maker, I'll tell you that. He for sure can get out that pocket and make plays happen. He's smart. He can read coverages, get the call. All his checks is coming in quick. But like I said, the biggest thing is just plastering, making sure when, you know, he's getting out of that pocket, we got to stay on the receivers because I know they're going to be running downfield. But he just make plays happen. And, you know, he's a great quarterback. Best in my eyes. One of the best in my eyes for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, you mentioned the receiving core. They've got a trio that's really good. You guys just coming off a game against Dallas where they have a trio that's really good and you did a nice job on them. Can you compare the receiving corps, the one that you just saw in Dallas, as opposed to what you'll see Sunday against Seattle?
Oh, definitely. You know, the matchup wise, I just think, you know, coming into this game, just like last week, they got a good receiving corps. They got a good receiving corps this week. So just got to come in, get that game plan ready, lock into that game plan, and just come Sunday to what we practiced throughout the whole week. And just knowing what type of, you know, obviously last game was last game, put that behind us and figure out, you know, what type of deals we're going to get this week, but knowing that they're a good wide receiver core.
All right, Kenyon Drake told the media something very funny today. He said his mother was the one that told him to start running north and south and quit running towards the sidelines. And he said, when moms gets up at me, you got to listen. So who in your life tells you the hard truths who are not football coaches?
Oh, man, I'm the same way my mom. Even if I have a good game, she's going to tell me everything I did bad. I think that's just how moms are, you know. That was, you know, when the good plays happen, they're going to cheer for you. But when you get home, you're going to hear the bad part.
Now, I remember reading a while ago, didn't your mom, she used to always make sure you got to practice on time in college, right?
Yeah, she used to call my phone, making sure I'm wide awake, ready to go. she used to be on it.
Moms are the best.
She was the coach.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we got to know, because, I mean, you played really well on Monday night, Byron. So did your mom get on you about anything against the Cowboys?
Hey, she kind of chilled that morning. She kind of sent me a prayer, you know, told me to lock in. I was like, okay, and I got to go out there and show, because my mom, she kind of in a chill mood. It's time to go.
We're talking with Byron Murphy of the Arizona Cardinals here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. We've had to wait a really long time here in Pac-12 country to find to get some football. It's almost here. That being said, how are your Huskies going to be this year, Byron?
Oh, you know, the Huskies, they're going to do their thing. You got Coach Legge, head coach now. That's a, you know, that's a big thing going on. But, you know, Pac-12, I see us, you know, going all. You know, I'm always going to be with my brothers. I got a good feeling for them, secondary wise, and just I'm ready to look forward to that. Look forward to that for sure.
There was a lot of people around college football that were surprised when Coach Peterson stepped down. How surprised were you when he made that decision?
You know, I was very surprised. You know, Coach P was my guy, probably one of the best head coaches I've ever been around, outside and inside the locker room. But it was a big surprise. I probably know that he kind of wanted to spend more time with his family. But when Coach Lake was head coach, you know, that was kind of, you know, something I kind of could see. Unfortunate, you know, I left before it happened, but, you know, I'm just happy for him. Coach Lake is one of the greatest coaches I've ever been around, so I'm just happy for him and his family as well.
All right, so what was it like actually playing before a good number of fans on Monday night? It was the first time this year that you've had a real gathering. I mean, 25,000 people's no joke. What was that like, and what's it going to be like going back this week where I guess you guys are going to have about 1,200 there? Is there a big difference?
There's definitely a big difference because you're going from quiet to some noise, so that's kind of the biggest difference. When everything's quiet, you can hear everything going on, but when you have a crowd that's cheering, kind of brings a little bit more juice, kind of helps your energy level, you know, when you have no fans with fans, so it's probably, I said the difference is just the biggest thing, is just, you know, communication for us, you know, we can actually get our calls, everyone could lock into communication on the field, but the fans thing kind of bring more juice, get you more excited. When you make plays, you're going to hear that noise. So, you know, I just think that our sidelines just got to keep that, kind of be the sideline, be the fan noise, you know, keep that great energy for all of us and keep us going.
Byron, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on the win and your personal success. Best of luck against Seattle.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.